2016 is the 100th anniversary of Acadia National Park and America's National Park System. In honor of this centennial, the University of Maine Sea Grant Program and WERU present an occasional series based on the monthly public affairs program, Coastal Conversations, that airs the fourth Friday of each month. Maine Sea Grant's mission is to support Maine's coastal communities through research, outreach, and education. In partnership with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and the University of Maine, Maine Sea Grant brings marine science to Maine people. Welcome to Coastal Conversations in Acadia. In today's program, we look at a group of young naturalists whose scientific explorations of Mount Desert Island inspired the conservation efforts that led to the creation of Acadia National Park. In March of 1880, Charles Elliott gathered some of his Harvard classmates together to plan a summer camping expedition to Mount Desert Island. The young Elliott had spent many of his childhood summers sailing and camping around the island with his father, Harvard President Charles William Elliott. The elder man would not be going to Maine that summer, and he left the family yacht and camping outfit in the hands of Charles and his younger brother Sam on the provision that the young men would do something useful with their summer vacation. Charles Elliott proposed that those who signed on to the trip would have to do some work in a branch of natural history or science. The young men enthusiastically agreed. They called themselves the Champlain Society after the French explorer who named the island and first mapped the region. Their logbooks and journals today are held by the Mount Desert Island Historical Society and form the foundation of the story you are about to hear. After a week's sail from Boston and a bit of scouting, the crew chose to establish a camp of canvas tents on the eastern shore of Somes Sound near the outlet of Hadlock's Brook. Samuel Elliott put out the weather monitoring equipment. Marshall Slade prepared glass plates for his camera. George Dunbar tuned his plant press. Henry Spellman cleaned his gun. Charles Elliott studied his maps and sketches of the island. They prepared for the next morning when by foot and by boat they would begin their studies of Mount Desert's flora and fauna.
Thursday, July 8th, a clear, fine regulation day. The morning was occupied in fishing and analyzing, etc. In the afternoon, the sunshine went to Southwest Harbor for the mail and provisions. G.B. Dunbar examined the anatomy of a mussel. W.H. Dunbar and Spellman walked from Northeast Harbor to Hadlock's Upper Pond, Dunbar procuring flowers and Spellman a Canada flycatcher.
Monday, July 12th. In the afternoon, C. Elliott, the Dunbars, and Orrin Donnell rode up the sound on the western side and down the eastern, landing at several places and noticing the rock dikes and drifts, procuring flowers, etc. Slade photographed the Eagle Cliff from the beach.
Tuesday, July 13th, 54 degrees. A southeast storm with occasional rain and heavy fogs over the mountains. Slade, G.B. Dunbar, Spellman, and S.A. Elliott went fishing in the morning and obtained sea cucumbers. W.H. Dunbar analyzed flowers. In the afternoon, W.H. Dunbar and Orrin Donnell went to Southwest Harbor for mail and provisions. Tugs of war and whist in the evening.
Sunday, August 8th, 59 degrees. Davis and Wakefield walked to Somesville by road, and after dinner returned to camp over Brown's Mountain, arriving at 5:30 p.m. C. Elliott obtained fossils from the beach. Davis found pyrites. In the afternoon, clothes were washed, and then C. Elliott, Townsend, and DeWitt walked to Hadlock's Pond in Northeast Harbor. Slade also took a walk. Wakefield and Rand analyzed flowers, singing an evening.
So passed the days and nights as the young men added to their collections of plants, birds, fish, and other marine animals and geological observations. Champlain Society members came and went throughout the summer. They packed up camp on August 25th and returned to Harvard in the fall, but they were not finished with Mount Desert Island, nor was Mount Desert Island finished with them. We'll return to the Champlain Society in future programs. In the meantime, visit the Mount Desert Island Historical Society's museum in Somesville, where a new exhibit about the Champlain Society is on display. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more Coastal Conversations in Acadia throughout 2016 here on WERU, 89.9 FM in Blue Hill and 99.9 in Bangor, and brought to you by the University of Maine Sea Grant Program.